This is Ozarks at Large. Everything is different now, isn't it? From how we talk with friends to how we buy beer, all the small things, and of course, the big things too, like seeing a medical professional. For dermatologists, the pandemic has meant seeing more patients through telemedicine, a practice that was already becoming more common. But Ozark Dermatology is finding a way to help patients with immediate needs. This week, we reached Dr. Jamie Abbott with Ozark Dermatology. She says for most dermatology needs, telemedicine works fine.
But there are certain skin conditions that are more urgent and that do require sort of an in-person evaluation. And so for those, that's where this idea for a curbside clinic kind of came from. So certain things like aggressive skin cancers, right, like malignant melanoma, these are things that really we do like to see in person. They often require a diagnostic procedure, such as a biopsy, to really prove that that's what it is. And I don't think you'd find anyone out there that would disagree that would not be a diagnosis in which it'd be okay to delay, you know, a month or two while all this, you know, kind of calms down. And so that's really what we've been kind of thinking on a lot and really trying to work towards, like, what's the safest way to do that. And so for the last couple weeks, we've introduced this curbside clinic idea where basically, you know, if we see someone over telehealth where we say, hey, we're concerned about that lesion, we want to see it in person. Or if a person, say, primary care doctor is like, I think you have a skin cancer, I think you need to go see the dermatologist, we can have people just drive into our clinic parking lot, and we basically come down to see them and can actually evaluate them within their car so that they don't have to wait in a waiting room or be exposed to kind of unnecessary crowds, as it were. And if it's a sensitive location, we have privacy tents set up as well. So we try to kind of limit as much exposure as possible.
I imagine if possible, you would have the patient since, you know, if say it's on one's neck and you're going to lower the window or whatever, you'd like to have people wearing a mask.
Yes. So that's the other thing, you know, CDC recommendations are continually changing as we learn more. And so we're trying to adapt with those as well. And so we're following, you know, the universal masking precautions. If you drive into, you know, our parking lot, you'll see all of our staff, you know, wearing masks and gloves. We do ask that patients, you know, wear masks or face coverings as well to come see us. And you know, most of them do and are. We do have luckily a small store of masks as well, where if, you know, someone doesn't have one, we can, you know, potentially provide one, especially if we really need, you know, this close-up interaction, which if you're there, you probably do. And so we have been really trying to be as safe as possible in that regard. We're also, you know, always washing our hands, hand sanitizer, wiping down any surfaces with disinfectant as well. So we're trying to be quite mindful of that component of things.
So if I am at home and I say, oh, I wonder about this, and I do telemedicine and you say, okay, we want to see you, you set up the appointment, and then once you're in the parking lot, you send a text or you honk?
So it's a good question. So basically, you know, we figure out together what the best time is to bring you in. You drive in, and then, you know, if you've already been seen in telehealth and say you're coming in that same day, we just ask you to call our front desk, and they'll let us know that you're there. We run down to see you. There's a separate way to get a curbside appointment. So if it's determined kind of based on our triaging protocol, you know, that we think a curbside would be the most appropriate way to see you, and we haven't yet seen you in telehealth, you'll actually be scheduled specifically for a curbside appointment, and then someone will meet you down there and check you in down there, and so you'll just be, you know, seen and kind of ushered into an appropriate parking spot.
I guess this goes without saying, but don't let unusual times keep you from checking out something that you're concerned about.
So in these unprecedented times, I mean, I think it's hard to prioritize. And so, you know, we just want to remind folks that if they have a skin concern that, that is worrying them, you know, we're here. Please give us a call and let us help you figure out the best way to address that concern. You know, we're seeing a lot of folks through our telemedicine portal where we're talking to folks, you know, through video conference and a lot can be done that way. And so we're here to support you that way. If we find that something more, you know, needs to be done, an in-person visit is really required, then we do have our curbside clinic set up to help serve the community, serve our patients. And so we're just really trying to provide the best care in these uncertain times.
I'm wondering if you've discovered over the last couple of weeks that it's harder if it's chilly or windy, or have there been some outdoor factors that have you've discovered, oh, this isn't quite what I expected, or this changes how I work?
Doing things out of doors means that weather is a component to the exam that may not have been there otherwise. And so we're just, you know, trying to roll with the punches. Obviously, if there's any danger with the weather, whether it be a severe thunderstorm or something like that, you know, visits may have to be rescheduled accordingly. But over the last several weeks, you know, having kind of gotten into this new way of doing things, it's been an overall incredibly positive experience. And we're just going to continue to adapt as best we can and serve patients as best we can.
Dr. Jamie Abbott with Ozark Dermatology talked with us this week.